please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about wonderful women. Well, let's go, right? Yeah, so hopefully all you guys are kicking ass in your daily lives and are bringing home the bacon. Not like women right now. Women, well, women ain't doing shit right, but because guys want to fuck them, we let them do whatever they want, right? Look at this lovely lady. Her grimy is in a deathbed, and she's taking a selfie with herself there, and grimy's right there going, what a wonderful lady, huh? what other things are around the corner? Let's find out. Yes, let's see how strong and empowered this lovely lady is, right? Oh yeah, she looks yummy. But where's her husband, her boyfriend? I don't know. Well, let's watch the clip and find out what happens, right? What a dumb bitch. Well, good thing it just hit her in the head. It wasn't something useful, right? Like her titties or her ass, right? Well, let's see the other Down syndrome. Well, that was a double dose of Down syndrome, right? Well, I'll see what other stupid people are around the corner. Do you think women are strong and empowered? I think not. Hey, at least it wasn't her black boyfriend dick slapping her right in the face, right? Just saying. You see how clumsy women are? They're more like children than adults. That's why they should become second-class citizens. We should repeal the 19th Amendment because they don't do anything right with their amendment, so might as well take away from them and send them back to the kitchen. Yes, why not? Just saying. Yeah, what a dumb bitch. She falls in the water. What a retard. Who knows, maybe she gets saved by a mermaid or a fucking manatee, right? Like this fat fucking dugong, right? Just saying. What a dumb bitch, I'm sure she loves riding power tools, right? Oh yeah, she has all these different attachments, dildos, and all kinds of pistons and gizmos, right? Well anyways, let's continue. Yeah, did anyone feel that earthquake from that wildebeest when she fell? Oh, anyways.
Didn't see that there, did ya?
Damn, what a stupid chick, and then she had that kid on her arm. If you think about it, that's child endangerment. What a bad, bad mama you are. Anyways, let's continue. Damn, talk about bad mothers. That chick just let go of that fucking baby stroller just to go down the street, right? It looks like the mommy's ready for his mystical journey. There goes that bundle of joy, just like Moses. Yay! Let's watch. Hopefully they get to save the kid in time, right? Let's see. That reminds me of that joke. How does a black woman fight crime? I think that she's you give up, she gets an abortion. Oh man. Hey, it is what it is. I'm not the ones having kids out of wedlock. Yeah, this is on three stages level of stupidity. Yeah, and a side note, even though these people are squid people, I still like the Three Stooges. But I would boycott them because they're squid people. Incidentally, do you know that Adam Sandler is making a Happy Gilmore 2? Yeah, I'm not gonna see that movie because he's a squiddy. So, you know, boycott them any way you can. Just saying. Well, let's continue with the story. Yeah, that last chick was pretty fucking stupid. Let's see this chick, is she gonna be retarded or useless? Let's find out. Wow, this chick was multitasking. She's retarded and fucking useless. Hey, maybe the chick is good in bed. That's the reason this guy has her. Huh? Maybe. Or maybe he has like a bunch of kids with this bitch and it's easier to keep her, right? You know what people say? It's cheaper to keep her. Yeah, that's so lame. If you're not happy with the bitch, you might as well cut your losses. That's just me, but most guys are nothing but weak gay simps. Just saying. Oh yeah, here's another lovely lady trying to do magic with some old farts. Hopefully you can see her magic trick. Let's see how good are your eyes. Let's watch. Yeah, women are wonderful, right? You saw the magic trick she did with her fucking pimp boyfriend or whatever that dude was? But yeah, it's so nice to have a girlfriend. I wish I could have one because they do some awesome things for your life, don't you think? Yes, look at this fucking bitch. It says, ex-girlfriend sends poisoned Easter eggs to ex new family ending 7-year-old boy's life. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, right? And you guys want a girlfriend? Huh? Women do some fucked up shit. I was trying to be funny in the earlier one, but nah. This fucking psychotic shit is fucking for the birds, right? Except me. I don't want no fucking women like this. Well, you guys, be careful with the decisions you make, because you could end up with some really fucked up ones. Okay, guys? So take care of yourself. Well, goodbye.
Okay, so imagine a magic button. I'm imagining the button. If you press the button, what color is it? It's the only button. It doesn't matter what color it is. Nah, I ain't falling for that again. Last time there was a red button and a blue button. That's a different thought experiment. And I tried to be a nice guy and pick blue so I could save everybody. But it turns out y'all a bunch of selfish motherfuckers. And I died. It wasn't buttons. It was pills. Don't care. I'm out for me this time. What color is the button? Ugh, fine. It's red. I press the button. You don't even know what it does yet. And I pull the trolley lever. There's no lever. Bias for action. Just listen. There's a button that lets you save 10 to the 100th power shrimp, but it kills one random person. Would you press it? What flavor are the shrimp? Flavor? Yeah, you know, garlic, Old Bay, Korean barbecue. You're saving the shrimp, not eating them. Saving them for what? For nothing. They get to live their lives. What? Just doing shrimp stuff? Yeah. How long do shrimp live? It depends on the species. 1 to 2 years? And then what happens? They die. That seems like a waste. How is that a waste? They get to live full lives. Weren't you just telling me last week that bees live in perpetual agony and we should commit insect omnicide to free from the suffering of the flesh? Yeah, but that was last week. This week I read a new Substack post with a math equation on it and believe something totally different.
Uh-huh.
It's called updating your priors. Okay, well, here's my updated prior. I press the button, let the shrimp live for a year, and then I eat them.
What?
All of them. You can't eat 10 to the 100 power shrimp. I freeze the leftovers. You would need a freezer bigger than the universe. Really? Yes. 10 to the 100 power is more than all the atoms in the observable universe. Okay, then I have a freezer bigger than the universe. You can't just... No, wait. 3 freezers, 1 for each flavor. You can't just make up 3 freezers. Why not? It's a hypothetical. Yeah, I hypothetically have 3 big-ass freezers. The point, if you get to throw out a big-ass number of shrimp, I get to have some big-ass freezers. Maytag freezers. The point of the hypothetical, I've always been a Maytag man. The point of the hypothetical is to interrogate our moral intuitions. Yeah, well, the only thing I want to interrogate right now is a Red Lobster menu. I don't think you're engaging with this in good faith. Wait, I got a new hypothetical. A counterfactual, even.
Oh, really?
You know what I would have done differently if I knew you were gonna hit me with this mouth-watering supper time supposition? What? I would have had breakfast this morning. Fuck you.